When speaking to Newstalk Breakfast last Friday, Minister of State for Housing and Urban Renewal Damien English said that current wind farm guidelines are out of date. The government has now been forced to intervene to prevent Laois County Council from imposing an almost complete restriction on wind farms. This is just one example of the widespread controversy around wind farms in Ireland. Well, Public Relations Officer for WindAware Ireland, Paula Byrne, joins me now on the line. Paula, thank you very much for joining us this morning. This situation with Laois County Council, where they put a setback distance around wind farms, which meant that basically wind farms couldn't be built anywhere except for a very small area in the extreme southern end of the county. Is that not an example, a pure example, of why the guidelines need to be revised and of county councils trying to pull a fast one?
Well, there's no doubt that the guidelines need to be revised. They are not fit for purpose. And I think we're increasingly seeing the evidence that people and industrial turbines are not really compatible. What the County Council are doing is trying to protect the people in the absence of fit for purpose planning guidelines. And what the Minister is saying is that I will force you, the people, to live with outdated guidelines that are not fit for purpose. I will facilitate, in the meantime, industrial wind turbines getting through the planning system. And as I said, it's increasingly obvious that there are huge problems with these enormous industrial turbines close to humans. We've had noise cases in Raheenlay in Wicklow, in Sleabourne in Roscommon, in Mount Lucas in Offaly. We've had people abandoning their homes all over the country, and with the most high-profile case being down in Cork there a few months ago. And those people who left their homes in Cork, I might say, some of them are up to 1 kilometre from the turbines, which are smaller than some of the turbines that are being put up at the moment. So it's really the councils are trying to do their job to protect the people in this vacuum.
Come on, Paula, that's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to put in place, or what they did try and do was put in place a setback distance, which would have meant wind farms couldn't be built anywhere effectively in life.
Well, there was a study done a number of years ago looking at that setback distance by the University of Maynooth, and it found that there was actually enough land mass to put a wind turbine sufficient to meet our targets. But to go back to the original issue, what the Minister is now arguing that the county councillors did not use sufficient and evidence-based reasoning and that they didn't consider the National Renewable Plan and the current planning guidelines. Now, the irony of the thing is that the whole wind strategy, if you like, which is based on our National Renewable Plan, has never been based on evidence or reasoning. It was never thought through. It has bypassed all checks and balances. So, for example, if we wanted to reduce our emissions, if we converted Money Point Power Station to gas, we would reach our emissions targets more. We would reach a higher emissions reduction than all of the wind turbines that are currently in place. If we converted Money Point to sustainable biomass, we would reach our renewable targets in one fell swoop. And in fact, it's not just saying that. Colin McCarthy, writing in the Farmers' Journal this week, said that it's time for the government to acknowledge Ireland has enough wind farms, they cost too much in subsidies, and that promising routes to cut emissions lie elsewhere. And the Irish Academy of Engineering had a similar analysis recently, where they said a detailed analysis needs to be carried out. So there is no evidence, there is nothing backing the current policy.
All right, Paula Byrne, we have to leave it there, I'm afraid.
Could I just mention one more thing, Sarah? Sorry to interrupt you. WindAware Ireland are launching a report on the economic costs of wind energy in Ireland this Wednesday at 11:15 in Buswell's Hotel. And it's an indictment of this government and policy that we have to do this analysis, and we show that we are spending about $1.2 billion per year on wind with no analysis to back that up and no accountability.
It sounds very interesting, Paula. We look forward to that report with interest. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Paula Byrne, Public Relations Officer for WindAware Ireland.